Watson Hall presents. Amazing Adventures, The Mask of Ehtil. With Nick Marsh as the Game Master.
Shall we play a game?
Why not?
How about Traveller?
Damn it, we're going to do some two-fisted action with Nazis.
Top of the list of things you don't want to hear your proctologist say.
Have you managed to level up? I will admit the rule book is not perfectly structured in that regard.
It's really easy for me specifically.
It was okay. I just... Page 143 or thereabouts. I think it was the saving throw stuff that I needed.
Well, basically, you'll get your hit points. Your base to hit might go up. You'll get abilities.
It has.
You'll get some gadget.
Oh, we get abilities too.
You might.
Yeah,
it depends.
I've got two or three more.
I don't. I've got a plus one to hit and four hit points.
I've got three hit points.
Yeah, you'll also get two fate points, none of which any of you have spent.
I think I spent one.
It's just half your level, so it'd be one. Yes.
One fate point.
Yes. I was thinking of your gadget points, Jeff.
Apparently I've got 10.
Does it just float up and down ad lib?
The only way it goes up is when you level up.
Okay, so
what
I'm trying to ask is it doesn't reset between adventures or anything like that.
No, that is your point.
That's fair enough.
And when you level up, you get
12 fate points.
A few more.
Oh.
So you shouldn't be spending them like, you know, urine, but...
Did you say that we got one or two? So we got one.
You get one. Sorry, I was thinking of gadget points, which go up a bit more. But it's basically half your level.
Okay, so it's fine. I have leveled.
Close all these GURPS tabs to avoid confusion.
I've saved.
Hang on, this may take a while.
And now you're supposed to train for like a week per level. That doesn't feel very pulp action to me. Your level just happens as you land. Because it's the experience that matters, not the training.
But we're not tracking experience, are we?
No, I am. In my head.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. The aeroplane you see, the aeroplane is like a lady. You have to let the ground seduce her. That's how you land.
He's not even playing a Frenchman. That's the
truth. We all met in France, though, didn't we, sir?
Yeah, something rubbed off on him. A French rubbing off.
But the sulfur drugs take care of
that. Absolutely filthy. Yes, well done, Ken. Can anyone remember what was happening?
No.
Yes.
I can from the session before the last one.
Is that the one that was fixed in your brain and you could give it almost verbatim and then basically...
Or did it involve
hovercraft?
I don't
know why.
It's the one where we found the Russian cosmonauts. So, you have landed in the City of Shadows.
Mm-hmm.
In the empty quarter.
That's behind us after we've gone for 2 weeks.
The prophecy was weirdly non-specific as to what mode of transport. But you assumed, given that camel would be like your fastest mode of transport, that a plane might take you there a bit quicker.
Indeed.
Which indeed it did.
What if we come by Sopwith camel?
Thorny questions. Thorny questions.
It's not a thorny question. It'd be the same. It's just a pun.
But we did. We headed off in the plane. We saw what appeared to be the Germans, and Ken deliberately flew off in the wrong direction to try and mislead them.
It put them off the scent. So it goes.
Mm. Maybe it delayed them a bit. Who knows?
I think when we swooped in over them and landed like 200 yards.
It was a good idea in theory, but yes, they were approaching the city as you were. So
if we'd been further out, it would have worked, I'm sure.
Maybe, yeah. As the sun set, we saw this shimmering dark city swim into view, and a small person dressed in, as far as I can tell, a Ku Klux Klan outfit.
He didn't have a pointy hat.
In white robes, sprang out of the sand and ran towards the city.
Yeah, he literally sprang out.
Going yee-haw, yee-haw.
Out from the sand.
As though lurking,
Like a tube worm, like a tube worm.
Exactly like a tube worm. Very much actually on account of not having facial features. And raised
another way that is similar to a tube worm.
You could argue that the damn great hole where his nose should be is a feature.
It's more of a bug in my...
It's one that you describe. If somebody says,
moving in and out.
Can you describe the man? And you describe him and then afterwards say... Forgot to mention, he cut his nose off. Yeah, sorry.
Doesn't have a face. Yeah, that matters.
Others were middle class. Very non-specific. So you don't know.
Racial features. Average, really.
We managed to put down the plane on some kind of boulevard covered with obsidian shards all over the place, but again, Ken's ace piloting. The
not SS... to be a sandal wearer.
You know, raced towards us as well, shooting at... this figure, he has managed to race past us and into some sort of suspiciously temple-like building.
It's very tall, you almost might say cyclopean building right at the end of the boulevard.
Octagonal.
A good few stories high, yes.
Yeah. We sprang out of the plane, twilight is glinting off all this polished obsidian, making... You know, a bit hard to see clearly. And behind us, Daimlers are entering. There's a truckload of armed Nazis, we assume, behind us. And we are about to spring into action. I suspect of a running away sort of action.
Now, I confess, as we run away, I'm a little confused here. Because as I understood it, this guy is acting under the impression that he is our Hazred reborn. With what correctness, I can't say. I'm not a priest. But I thought that the Thule Society were in favour of that. And yet these guys are shooting him. But these guys at least
are
wearing the clothes of the Thule Society.
They are Nazis, though, aren't they?
Well, you reckon they're just randomly shooting people because that's what they do?
They can't help
well,
themselves.
If this, let's be honest, if they see somebody dressed as an Arab, they're not exactly going to be asking him to join the club.
I see your point.
There is a certain amount of prejudice involved in the whole I'm a Nazi business, isn't there?
He had, I guess less prejudice currently. Still pretty prejudiced, 35.
I mean, if you see him from the back, you can't even tell he's the bloke with no nose.
I mean, maybe they just see a suspicious figure.
I'm assuming he cut the nose off, he didn't gouge it out and leave a hole that goes all the way through.
It wasn't that thorough, it was a quick job. He's also got no ears.
Again, at that sort of range
tricky
in the desert at
hair.
Night, I feel, you know, probably...
It does impair the whole sunglasses wearing ability thing.
It's definitely...
Maybe that's why he's hiding in the sand.
I'm afraid he must be kicking himself when he saw the ads for those Meta sunglasses.
Or perhaps that's why he did this, couldn't it?
So that he wouldn't
it's
have
one,
to wear
yeah,
the
damn yeah.
thing. He's seen the future. He knows
I suppose it's
I'm very
possible.
Put off by my little pint glass.
It makes you huge.
It does. It makes you really huge. I wonder. It's possible that they have reason to think somebody else that they disapprove of is going there. Because what they want, we assume, is to just loot the place for anything of value to themselves, occult or otherwise.
Well, also, if there's any connection to power, they're going to want to be in control of it. Mm. And it's possible that he isn't the man they want for the job.
Maybe they've got a different candidate.
You know from your compatriot that they weren't allied particularly. He ran into the desert. The Thule Society / Nazis followed him. But there wasn't any kind of alliance.
Are they in favour of him being
Well, they are shooting at him, so that suggests to me that they would be quite happy for him to be dead.
Yeah, I'm just thinking from your point of view, with your objection a moment ago, I mean, have we got any real sign that they're happy for him to be connected and that what they're doing now is counter to that, which would suggest something else has happened?
I had a vague impression, but my notes are not that. When we first heard about the Thule Society being involved, I thought they had been assisting him in some way. But I may be entirely wrong.
Not that you've been told, no.
I'm on my third bottle of Old Empire, and only two of those are since the landing.
This is the trouble with gunships.
The landing would have been terrible.
Nobody looked at Sam Spade and said, I'll hire that man, he looks like he keeps meticulous notes.
Better notes than Dashiell Hammett, in terms of...
So there were... It was mentioned by Filthy Pierre. The Thule Society was one of the phrases mentioned in his notes.
Okay.
But, I mean, it strikes me, the Thule Society have not suddenly turned up here on a whim. They have presumably planned and they knew about this place, they'd researched it, and they came here. The timing seems coincidental, as far as we know, but... They were
or
coming
they
here.
Could have they... been doing something in the area, and then they've had to, they found out more information, and they've sort of turned it around.
Strange, but
clearly,
awesome.
They haven't come in from.
Does this city?
Germany
yeah, I mean,
right now, or do they have their own Ars Red Reborn?
Well, what I'm trying to articulate is, I imagine that they came here with a fully formed plan that is not based around this chap who has suddenly. Turned up and is heading there, and so he's probably.
I don't think
a competitor.
They want. He's likely to have his own agenda or somebody else's agenda, and he's going with it because he thinks it's his. You know, and they're the thing with Nazis. I never saw them really as team players.
Well, they
no
tend
other
to play...
people did, but it usually doesn't work out well for them.
No,
the Soviets
more for
yes,
the other side.
Molotov and Ribbentrop are getting along swimmingly just at the moment.
Yes.
I think the Ribbentrop pack, that's 37, no, 39 probably. 38.
Ribbentrop, the failed champagne salesman, yes.
Yeah. I mean,
how
it was quite...
How to sell champagne? Oh, that's up there with
well,
Trump
I think
bankrupting
part of
casinos.
The problem was he was a German champagne salesman, which limited what champagne you could actually
but
have.
Is he Blue Nun, anyone?
he genuinely believed that... If he could persuade the King of England to support the Nazis, the entire population and government would simply follow.
I mean, the Daily Mail had a good run at it, you know.
Yeah.
Still sticking to their guns.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know.
Yes, they are.
Anyway, moving on from the real world. You have landed. There is... a man is basically, as you watch, this robed figure is pushing open giant, I'm not going to say cyclopean, I mean I just did, but some giant
at least twice.
Black doors. The whole place is superbly polished, which is why the setting sun is lighting up the place as if it's daylight currently.
Really interesting from a...
But if we run into the edge of the door, it might slice our arm off.
From a meteorological point of view, I feel that... warm air masses, such as those we're currently breathing, will move naturally from an area of higher bullet density to an area of lower. So let's get inside.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yes, I will be deploying my umbrella Ninja Turtle fashion by putting it over my back and opening the canopy.
The convoy has slowed down a little bit because these aren't Range
the
Rovers.
The tyres are blowing out.
It's not all like obsidian spears, you know. You can make obsidian without chopping someone's head off with it.
Why would you?
Yeah, but you said there was lots of rubble that had come off the buildings,
yeah,
and if it's all obsidian,
it's black. It's black
kind
rock.
It cuts like flint, doesn't it? It comes off with sharp edges.
It looks like obsidian.
Okay.
To the temple.
Maybe it is not of this earth. But you are not in a position. Right. You.
I pull out my camera and grab a quick. 2 minutes.
What are you grabbing from the plane? Anything?
Camera.
My bag.
Camera.
Bottle of old overcoat. Tommy gun.
My brother.
In that order.
Very water skin.
Are you taking any guns, Blaine?
I probably should. They gave me one. would only be polite.
Sydney's got what he needs, presumably.
I don't really do guns, you know.
Adventure stories don't really lend themselves to a person who doesn't carry a weapon around.
I would recommend that we all carry the firearms that we loaded.
Let me rephrase. Adventure stories with bands of roaming Nazis don't lend themselves well to people who...
I'm just checking how tooled up you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's about all you've got time to grab as you dash out of the plane. Dash back to the plane, lock the door.
Set the alarm.
And dash back. Everyone remember where we got.
Wind the windscreen down just a little bit so the air inside doesn't get too hot.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to dog in there, you know.
Oh, we forgot something. Put a dog inside.
And then one.
That's a bit rough.
Right, you start pelting down the boulevard together. that's much more romantic than I thought it would.
Pelting doesn't really... Boulevard does, but yeah. I'm not sure... Hand not sure there hand. Are many love poems that say pelting at any point.
Darling, would you care to pelt
down the boulevard with me?
The Nazis have slowed down a bit. The bullets are still whizzing. They're pinging off the
Are they whizzing at us or are they whizzing at him?
It's hard to tell. I mean,
we're all going in the same direction.
Yeah, the bullets. You see, that's what's worrying me. You and going towards him.
We haven't landed in a German plane. We are therefore probably not going to be accepted as being on their side.
Also, it's a plane that is better than anything they've got. I don't think it's worth stealing the distributor caps, you know. I think they're going to destroy it.
You pelt.
I hope not. I hired this plane. I've got to bloody pay the deposit if we do.
Do you want to tell them?
It's about 40 feet to the door of the temple. Anything specially you're doing?
Yes, probably having a coronary. I've got an umbrella over my back and a bloody leather Gladstone bag. Is it?
Well, I feel like it'd be a good time for a constitution saving throw. To see how knackered you guys are.
What, for all of us?
For those of you who are running towards the temple, the others can take multiple rounds of gunfire.
Because obviously it's a crime, isn't it?
You know. If you would rather. So, saving throw. Just a straight challenge level. Rating, I think. Yes, plus your level, plus your con bonus.
Do you know when I said I was possibly going to have a coronary?
Oh, God.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Have you rolled one?
I've rolled a one.
I rolled a two.
Same. Twinsies.
Oh my God.
I got a total of 12. I'm apparently doing well.
So adding in my con bonus and my level, bearing in mind my level is 2, I have a grand total of 4.
What? I have no con bonus.
No, I don't.
My con is only 9.
Yes, ditto.
Does anyone have con as their prime stat?
No.
No, of course not.
Okay. You all get there. You're all... it's hotter than you're expecting. You've been up in the mountains.
Desert. Give us some credit. I'm intelligent.
Yeah, but you've jumped straight out of the plane, charging along. You're all.
It's going to get freezing cold tired. Soon, isn't it?
You're all going to
lose. I hope so.
I mean, my best model for this would probably be you all lose 2 hit points just from exhaustion and strain.
2 hit points. Running.
Yes.
That takes me down to single figures.
Well, let that be a lesson to you.
Yeah, admittedly, 1 hit point would take me down to single figures, but that's by the by.
You a level up, you miserable man.
Yeah, I got 4 hit points. That was it. And a plus 1 to...
Nick hit. Giveth and Nick taketh away. You make it panting...
Sorry, brought up car thing, it's reflex.
you make it panting and sweaty. To the front of the temple. It takes you a while for your eyes to adjust because the sun is setting. It's starting to go dark. And inside the temple, for want of a better word, although there are windows on the upper stories that would normally let the light in, they're all shuttered.
With all cultural considerations aside, I think it's pretty clear this one ain't a mosque.
Yes, this one is not. This one is accurately described as not a mosque, at least.
I mean, some of the Greek Orthodox stuff is pretty weird, but...
you stumble at the sort of an antechamber, and then the whole kind of three stories, the next two upper stories are balconies, and the whole wall space is covered with scrolls, books, other kind of written devices.
So it's pretty flammable, that's what you're saying.
It's very dry. Yes, there are no Kindles.
Love it.
But there hopefully is some kindling. Oh, it's great. Okay.
I'm
glad the chap in front is running up to the very end. He's ignoring everything around him. He's hopping over the boulders. It's less ruined in here. There's less stuff on the floor. It's a bit dusty. Mm. There's a few broken bits of masonry, but not much. He's running straight to the end.
I say, old chap,
is
stop.
Is there a door down there or something, can we say?
Just a wall of books.
Wow, either he's a keen reader, or what he's got is so overdue that it'll bankrupt him if he doesn't get it back on time.
Ken, Blaine, go get him.
How far away is he?
About 40 feet.
Darn. I get a bonus shooting people at 30 feet or less.
He's staying just out of gumshoe range. Pew! A ping on the door as you run through. A chip of black material. It does seem to chip like obsidian, probably. A shard flies across your path.
Let's try and get this door shut. I could do with something to lean against.
Yeah.
Something to wedge under it, or see if there's a bar or anything.
Grab one of these books.
Oh, a bar. That would be a good idea.
All right. Sydney and Blaine are working on the doors. Penguin and Ken.
I will walk forward, mainly because if I ran, I'd fall over.
But you're trying to look stately.
Have we got a reason not to shoot him? Just checking here.
No,
he's got a wife, hasn't he?
His wife probably doesn't want him back, from what we have observed.
Ken, you could argue you have got quite a good reason to shoot him.
Well, yes.
But you like it to be, you like him to be more subtle than that.
Yeah, a legal reasons also.
Yeah, you have to shout stop as you shoot him.
Or at least shortly after it.
Yeah. And Tommy, he Tommy reaches gun, the end of the wall and is reaching up to the bookcase.
Stop, roll, reload.
Burst with a Tommy gun.
Oh my goodness. Think of the priceless knowledge you're shooting.
Oh, shoot it.
Okay.
Our friend Khaled didn't seem very keen on any of that knowledge being, you know, extracted. So.
Mm. That does it. He didn't. He did notice. He didn't say. So what I'd like you to go and do is shoot up the library with a Tommy gun, though.
It's true, but he also didn't say it's imperative you carefully preserve all that knowledge for the people who should get it. He's like, on no account must any knowledge leave this evil city.
Yes, evil city.
I was just thinking about the way it was going.
All right, let's have a three round burst. So I think you do one at zero, one at minus three, one at minus six. Is that
The recoil is actually four, so it's zero minus four minus eight. It's within the range of the weapon, so I think there's no modifier for that. I've got the basic plus two to hit. And Dex is a primary. It's his armor class, isn't it? It's not the primary.
Yeah,
secondary,
yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay, well, let's see what I get. First one, a 15.
Bear with me. Can you hold? Caller? Your flurry of shots is important to us. What did you say, 15?
Mm-hmm.
It pings into the... he's kind of moving in slightly a mysterious way, not to worry you.
That's a shame, because the next one's going to be 4 points lower.
A 10.
Is he on ice skates or something?
And a minus four. Sorry, zero. Anyway, okay, first one didn't hit the other one.
It loops either. Back round and shoots you in the face. The first one almost hits him as he's reaching up. There's like a poof into the and a puff of desiccated paper.
Priceless knowledge.
And and dust. Yeah, there goes the cure for cancer.
Breathe that in, everybody. We might learn something.
And there's another around it. And he grabs a book, a large black book, and pulls it. And there is a grating noise. You all know it. I don't need to do that. It didn't sound like a grating noise anyway, but there is a grating noise that sounds almost unentirely like the noise I just made.
Don't do yourself down, Nick.
Oh, shall I do it again?
No.
Okay.
No, it made me feel a little bit sick, if I'm honest. But don't do, you know, don't... you believe in yourself. That's what makes your accent so great.
Oh,
the fact that you've moved into sound effects... I mean, you know, objectively, they're not great. But the fact that you do it, I admire immensely.
Yeah, thank you.
I just couldn't do that. I've got, you know, too much class, shame. And anyway, carry on.
I'm both touched, a little upset and hurt all at once, which is presumably what you're going for. The dust starts shaking off the books at the back of the library, and he starts to sink into the floor. Then you realise the floor is actually, it's not him sinking, it's the floor is lowering. From about 20 feet in front of you, it's sort of going down.
I'll get up there as quickly as I can on the basis that it's only going to be a longer jump if I wait longer.
We should follow.
Yeah, well, so it's not it's going down ramp style, not tilting. Elevator style. Yes.
Okay.
Mm. Sydney and Blaine, let's have some strength saving throws.
Oh my god.
One door each.
Well, I've rolled an 8, so that's a slight improvement. I just 16. Get my +2 for the level, don't I?
You get your +2 for the level. Did you add that in, Blaine?
Got a 10.
So you both get behind the doors, start pushing. They are not moving. They're very heavy.
He made it seem so easy.
Strength of a madman, you see. We should follow Ken.
Size of a sparrow.
I've got
a rapier lights going on.
The doors are ringing with ping, ping. Bullets bouncing off them.
Yeah, that's what...
I mean, it's a very good shield, these doors.
Only if we get them shut.
Yeah. It's not happening
right now. Leave
them open
and the Nazis can come in. Not such a good shield.
Maybe if you teamed up, but you don't have a lot of time.
Surely you have the ultimate in pry bars in your umbrella.
I don't need a pry bar. I mean...
Where would you put?
I could wedge the compressor into something on the floor if there's a bit of a gap and see if that'll give it a thump to get it moving.
I just see a vision of the door from the other side of the door, a slight shake on the door as Sydney launches back 40 feet into a pile of.
That's why I said
knowledge.
Wedge it into a gap in the floor rather than just holding it. I have some familiarity with, you know, rudimentary physics.
Yes, fair enough. Penguin, what are you doing? You've got your breath back a bit now.
Okay, so he's going down.
So, yeah, Ken shot at him. He went straight for one particular book, pulled it. The whole front half of the floor of the temple has turned into a ramp that is going down. And as you watch, kind of torches are lighting up on either side
as it
drops.
Is he? Can we see him still?
Yeah, he's at the front.
I take it there are windows in here that have been providing the illumination so far.
There are windows. Yeah, in fact, there's loads of windows, but they're very shuttered. There's enough gaps to see a bit. But now it's lighting up a bit because as the ramp goes down, there's like a spark on either side, and then the torches light up. In fact, Sydney, you're pretty sure there's some kind of mechanical flint and steel situation happening.
Yeah, it's a row of big lighters. It's nothing special.
Okay, I'm going to attempt to shoot the blighter.
Okay, he is... he's sort of scrabbling. At the minute, he's still sort of... There's the wall in front of him, but as you watch, the kind of the bottom of the wall, the lip of the ramp falls below the bottom of the wall, and there's a little gap. not that he can get through yet, so feel free to...
Okay, so am I... I mean, hopefully I can close to within 30 feet with a move?
Yes, you can, because he can't move forward anymore.
Okay, so I will not be able to aim, but I will...
Ken's delighted to hear that.
Okay, so first shot, because I also am going to...
What are you using?
I am using a Colt. M1911A1. Or otherwise
sounds
known
like
as,
a chess move to me, but sure.
Otherwise known as a bloody big gun. So I have rolled an 8. I get a plus 1 for my level.
Okay.
And also add my, so that is a, and my dex is 10. So, yeah.
Yeah. Never mind. Okay. So, second. Off the wall next to him.
Pew. Okay.
You
so,
don't
second.
Destroy any priceless knowledge.
That's good.
Priceless evil knowledge. Sorry.
My second roll, however, is 19. So even with the minus 3, that is, so 19 goes down to 16, plus 3 is back up to 19, but I am, Dex is one of my primes, so, actually no, it doesn't matter, does it? Because that's what we were talking about before.
Yeah, no, it's just your,
So 19.
Has gone up. 19 will hit the gentleman in the right shoulder.
Excellent. Spins. So, and let me shoot my third bullet then, and we'll see what happens. And I roll, oh, okay, so maybe not so good this time. So that is, so minus 3, minus 6, third total of 13.
That's a bad miss. It's not a bad miss, but it is a miss.
Okay.
So I think, is it a D12?
It is indeed a D12. Because... And I blame Ken for this on the grounds that he's the one who introduced me to the gun. And I roll a 12.
Oh, that is a meaty thud. It takes a chunk of blood and bone that embeds itself in the wall. Oh, he doesn't actually. That's the weird thing. You would expect some kind of, or ow, or something like that.
He put his tongue out as well.
I can't
explain why he was able to move so quickly. He's carrying far less weight than the
even, even if he's cut his tongue out, he's still going to...
Well, yeah,
maybe he did all the pain when he removed his face.
He doesn't seem... Well, I mean, he definitely reacts, but there's no kind of sound from him. There's no kind of... And he doesn't turn, and he doesn't really seem to be attempting to dodge. In fact, what he
is
does
he
at the end of this round is... drop to his side and just sort of, you know, that's how he rolls. He
roll down the ramp?
Yeah, yeah. He sort of does a roly-poly.
Can I get
not
a shot
roly-poly.
In?
Well, so you've had your shot. That Yeah, okay, yes, because...
that was before he started descending. So.
Yes, yeah, that's
and I,
fair.
For visualisation, so we're looking to... We're closer to the door. He is close to the far wall.
Yes, he's right at the far wall.
Yeah, he's at the far wall, and the part of the floor has sunk. And is
tilted,
it a ramp from
it?
Him going down below us, basically?
So from about halfway, there is a... Imagine a hinge halfway mm-hmm. through, and from that hinge, the whole floor is tilting down. So he's okay. at the extreme end of that ramp, so he's moving down more quickly.
Okay, so he's already kind of on part of the ramp and sinking with it.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Ken will get, so it's basically a new round. Ken will go first.
Okay. On the other hand, Ken, he's now within 34.
Yeah, and with my gumshoe bonus, that's 22 to hit.
He will be minus 4 because he's now drop prone and is rolling, but that's still
that's
a
still
hit, 18. Even with that.
If he's a thug hooling a little gumshoe, I get bonus damage now.
He's not. But it was good to remind me.
I didn't think so somehow.
He seems a bit thuggish.
6 damage.
Yeah. So he drops, sort of, as he's dropping to his knees and about to roll to his side, you shoot him in the other shoulder. And it sort of.
You know, you might be helping him. He was probably going to try and cut his arms up, but he hadn't worked out how to do the other one.
Thank you. He sort of drops out of sight into the.
You reckon in a bit of a dogma moment, you know, chopping the wings off.
Sydney and Blaine, what are you up to?
I want to follow him down the ramp.
Okay, so Blaine is running ahead. So I guess Blaine, you're not doing anything else other than running.
Yeah, I think someone should be going into this ramp is my feeling.
Blaine, well, we are already.
Yes, yeah. But so, because so you were stopping to shoot Blaine, is, if you want to, Blaine, you run past sort of between them and down the ramp.
Staying out of the direct line of fire, thank you very much.
Okay. Okay.
That's tricky, just looking at the bullet hole across that wall.
So you can see a bit better, Blaine, because you're now halfway down and the ramp's moving quickly. It's this kind of torch-lit passageway leading down to something. You can't quite see what it is at the end, but it looks like a wide, probably like a 40-foot square room. You're just seeing the top of something, like it looks like a crown. Maybe the top of a throne.
Oh, shit.
That's about what you can see. And partly because you're not that close, and partly because it hasn't fully lowered yet. Sydney.
You can't go mad in this, can you?
The camera around again. It's clearly, you know, it's a very striking image.
Yeah, you can snap
off. I'm preparing.
Could somebody open a window? I need a bit more light for this. It's not quite dramatic enough.
You can certainly blame you're a pulp photographer, so you can snap off a quick photo, even though
then I will do so.
Because you have, well, presumably Sydney's made some special modifications to your camera that makes it work a bit more on the fly.
So let's see, we've got a nice dark faster background, film. Large unlit room. Basically, there's going to be enough flash powder that the books are going to catch fire. All of us have second degree sunburns.
Yeah, if you've had me making modifications to your camera and you haven't thoroughly tested it before you got here, you might be in for a surprise.
It's fine, the beam will reflect off the obsidian and annihilate the Nazis behind us.
I appear to have taken an X-ray photograph of the entire building.
Sydney, Blaine, yes. So you look across, see how Blaine's doing, just to see his heels disappearing into
he's
the...
He's buggered off. Right, well, let's give this one more go, and if
you
if
can
I can't
hear
get to...
Teutonic shouts in the distance at this point. Not as far in the distance as you would like.
Well, I'm sorry?
You can't hear it that well.
Ich bin ein Tierarzt.
I do speak German, and I will just shout out, reload and take your positions, and then I'll heave against the door, as if I'm shouting to my men to, repel the Germans outside, but I'm actually doing a little bit of subterfuge.
That's clever.
Yeah.
And so you're saying that sadly, in German?
Oh, yes, I'm shouting it behind me, sort of.
Who knows? Take your positions!
Yes, but actually in German.
Well, that was
rather than with the German accent.
I'm being hello, hello, German, but that's fine. That counts. Okay, really, do you want another go at the door?
Yes. So, I roll 5. It isn't moving.
You don't think you're going to get it moving?
Is this just a D10 or what?
Okay. Right.
I'm going to turn around and... start making my way to the door, but I'd really rather not run.
At the end of the round, I guess, Penguin, what would you like to do?
The ramp is going down. I would like to start descending with my pistol extended in front of me.
Okay.
You can slide down the ramp, you know.
Yeah, it's not super snippy. They probably thought of that. Whee! But
it's very important to consider occupational safety when you're designing this sort of thing.
There are bits
of
rubble.
Will people be wearing crepe-soled desert shoes?
There are bits of rubble and sand starting to slowly fall down the ramp as you're moving down it that haven't presumably haven't been disturbed for centuries.
I mean, if we could find a lever to close it again, that might keep the Nazis out for a while.
With us underneath, though?
Yes, but there's probably another way out. Look, if they can build an enormous, presumably hydraulic or similar ramp in a place like this, I think they can manage a second doorway, don't you?
It could be their strange esoteric energy.
I'll have to look into that, won't I?
A paper or two in that.
It's probably a counterweight. You know.
Probably, but...
Blaine, you get over the lot if you say counterweight and wave your hands a lot.
Blaine, it's like quantum physics, isn't it? Blaine, you see this first. The ramp, which has been descending quite rapidly, judders to a halt. Are you pelting as fast as you can down the ramp?
I'll be trying to get into it. I think if something startling happens, I would have slowed to take a picture.
Fair point. Okay. I mean, it's a bit like them popping off their boy toys.
Yeah. Once I could see the image, I would have slowed and, you know, take the picture. It's going to take a few seconds.
So you get in a good position as the ramp judders to a halt and take in the scene ahead of you, which is a wide, probably it's squarish with rounded edges, like 40-foot wide chamber.
Mm-hmm.
Carved into the much more granite like slightly greenish, slightly soapstony rock are images of blasphemous things and people comporting themselves in UK news. That sort of, you know, absolutely blasphemous things.
Engaging in commerce on the Sabbath.
TV news. I'm glad I didn't even know the channel.
Just look at that leather and sheepskin jacket.
There are, it's very tentacle motifs. There are giant creatures devouring people. It's
seafood.
It's unpleasant, but your eye is drawn to the large altar at the back of this room. Again, carved with craven images. And behind that, there is a...
Did you say craven images?
Yeah, is that not a word?
Yeah, only a coward would have carved
those images.
I think
craven may have been...
No, these are craven. Like, they're basically John Craven, the newscaster.
I see. So you're thinking of this a friendly, authoritative newsreader.
Yeah.
Whereas it doesn't really mean that.
Doesn't he still do Countryfile?
He does.
I don't know. I haven't seen Countryfile for 20 years.
I've undercut the sense of creeping
It's all right, it's just Roger was frowning at you and I knew we couldn't really let it go.
Okay.
We were all
carved with...
images.
Shitty images of monsters and things.
That's the word.
There's a large altar.
Behind that... There is a tall, metallic-ish throne. And sitting on the throne is a mummified figure.
This is not a real person.
But dressed in, again, kind of, it's really hard to... No, sort of tattered robes and things. And in front of this creature's thing... there it holds a fist-sized, so in its fist, in its hand.
So the creature's thing is in its fist.
A fist-sized, yellowish, kind of piss-yellow diamond. It doesn't say piss-yellow, in my head it was that sort of colour.
Sort of citrine or something.
So that's not like the name of the diamond, is it? piss-yellow diamond. The sort of colour you're drinking there, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, very much like that. The place reeks of kind of dust, old, kind of there's a stench of death, decay, kind of not fresh death, but old, rotten, old crumbled bones and bodies.
A charnel stench.
Well, charnel's a bit fresh. Yeah, a bit more like a camel stench.
Oh, I like it, Shim. I feel that that is the sort of colour.
The...
You need to look on...
I'm too busy GMing.
Too busy, yeah. Weaving your art.
I am weaving. The figure who you've followed down is heading right to it and right to the altar.
Make it snappy, folks!
I'll follow as fast as I can.
Okay, Ken and Penguin, you rush down either side, so you see him sort of... it's bleeding from both his shoulders, and he's still running quite quickly, but he's obviously quite badly injured.
Probably wouldn't be so good at an egg and spoon race right now.
No, or gymnastic, anything, but he needs to use any of his arms, really.
Mm. Any of his arms, that's an ominous...
Yeah, we can get him in the third shoulder next time.
Sydney, so you are all down there. Sydney, you are still by the door...
I'm heading off to catch up with everybody else now.
Okay.
I've tried the door a second time, and it's not going anywhere.
So are you taking any precautions?
Well, apart from slinging my open brolly over my back, just in case a stray bullet comes through.
A few bullets are aimed towards you as you run.
Is the door that wide, or have they made it in?
They are right behind the door. So you're kind of using the door as cover, but you have to go slightly more central to get down the ramp. So a couple of bullets whiz in your direction. That hits the umbrella. Ping. What's your umbrella bulletproof skill? I've got it here somewhere.
It's bulletproof.
Right, okay, it's clear in the name, really.
If that's a normal missile and ranged weapon... Then for the next 10 minutes before the capacitor winds down, the capacitor's discharged, but it wears off after 10 minutes and has to recharge.
Right. Okay. It just pings off the umbrella.
I will skid to a halt on my ill-chosen leather-soled shoes and drop behind the thing and. Either now or on my next turn, I'm going to activate the ocular overloader.
Now there isn't really
a dark room.
There isn't really a thing to skid behind. So you've jumped.
I'm skidding to a halt, dropping down behind the umbrella canopy.
Oh, you've got your own cover with you, of course. Yes. Okay.
Yes. Of course I have. You see. it makes a mockery of the GURPS cover rules. I'm just running with it.
Okay. All right.
To be fair, I'm sure actually in GURPS you are actually allowed to run along with a great big stone behind you if you can carry it.
I think the GURPS cover rules do a pretty good job of mocking themselves, to be fair.
Yeah. So the three of you you're basically at the bottom of the ramp looking into this. By three of you, I mean Blaine, Penguin and Ken have reached the bottom of the ramp. Ahead of you, the figure is... running, he's basically reached the altar, but he's got to get round it or over it or through it or under it to get to the yellow diamond, which is clearly his goal. Sydney, you drop and turn. So, are you peeking beyond the umbrella?
Just to see if there's many people come in, but only the merest glance.
Okay.
And then I'm ducking behind it with my eyes closed because I don't know what happens next.
I am thinking that there is a very obvious upgrade that you could do.
May not be the best time, but that
Shim has just posted.
Well, have I got to actually look elsewhere here?
Yes, you have.
It's not the legend.
Yeah, I know that scene. Yeah, amateur.
It's the first thing I could think of.
You thinking the baton round or the display inside?
I was thinking the fact that you can see through the umbrella.
The translucency is
Yeah, it's a different tech level, I think, than the 1930s me.
This is some kind of woven silk.
This is made of spider silk, actually.
You peek over your rim, and you see probably 20 soldiers.
I'm going to flash them.
And striding behind them is a lady wearing a Nazi armband in a sari, stalking towards you, looking really desperate to do some monologuing.
Brilliant.
I will
shoot her now.
Flash her too.
Well, you can hardly not.
Hello, Mrs. Hey!
Alright, look.
Come on, this is a serious adventure here.
Ocular isn't at all. What does your ocular overloader do? That is blinding flash. Okay.
It's actually within 10 feet per level of the caster. Are they within 20 feet of me? They must be, because I haven't reached the ramp yet.
You're sort of on the ramp. You're on the ramp a bit of a way down. And okay. They're at the lip of the ramp.
All characters within 10 feet of the burst per level of the caster make a constitution-based saving throw with a CL equal to the caster level plus one, or are blinded and disoriented for one round, suffering minus six to all actions.
So they need a three. I'm not going to roll for 20 of them. I will do
I'll wait.
A representative roll for...
But the variants!
Okay, a third of them have made it. Why did I choose a third when it's 20? Okay, a quarter of them have made it.
I'm blind in one eye.
No, I don't think I've got 20 d20s here.
No, I'd have to go downstairs.
Okay, about half of them aren't quite over the lip. As you flash it, I know you're waiting, but they were either looking or just watching their feet. There are a kind of screams from the others who hold their hands to their eyes and yell in horror. The lady in the sari.
She won't have made it. She was glaring at me.
She does. She makes it. She can't be like,
she saw what. She saw what was going to happen and put her hand in.
Yeah, she's. Cunning villain. That looks like an ocular...
An umbrella. That looks like a short fat man behind an umbrella. A short, elderly fat man behind an umbrella. What possible threat
could he be? Does hold her and right in front of her eyes.
She thinks you're about to do a cunning stunt.
And she yells at the others, Dumbcuffs! Meanwhile, at the bottom of... she's wearing a veil, as well as a sari. Maybe
it's not a polarising one or anything, is it? It's a blast shield.
Fellow gadgeteer.
It's a mirror one.
Yeah, wouldn't that be the ultimate irony that she's a gadgeteer and all of her stuff's in a veil?
Yeah, it suddenly deploys a set of blinds.
Good luck with the pogo stick, Madam Wetzel. Face pounding into the turf.
She yells.
We can lift the facelifter.
She yells down the ramp, Martin!
Is that his name?
It is. Martin's
his name. You three hear that, and the figure at the bottom stops and turns its hideously disfigured face.
How does he hear it?
Never mind that. He's still got inner ears. Just hasn't got external.
Yeah, I know, but you lose a hell of a lot.
I know. Well,
Mate of mine's just lost his ear because he's just had to remove his skin cancer and stuff. And he's really, really, really noticing that he's basically deaf as a post.
Well, there's a reason your ears are shaped like they are. But nevertheless, it echoes through the chamber and amplifies to...
Gordon's alive!
and he turns...
I seem to be having this terrible problem with my lifestyle.
And says,
I'm sorry.
It sounded like Amanda.
Sorry, I need to start going back to alcohol when I'm gaming because I behave far better.
It does have a calming influence.
Quick check: does they look remotely like Amanda?
Can you see her from down there?
I can't, but you can.
You've met her.
I'll poke my head over the top of the umbrella. Well, I mean, I was about to just launch myself down this ramp.
Amanda, is that you?
She's got a veil on, maybe you can't tell.
Nicole? Papa?
At this point, the lady drops her veil. It is indeed Amanda, the one who hired you in the first place.
What a twist! What a totally unexpected twist!
I'm Mandy.
Retrieve the gem!
I'm Mandy, fly me.
And did she forget how to speak?
This will be a great prize for the Führer.
Haven't you seen the Rocketeer?
Madam, yeah. I would suggest you have a look at the contract you signed. There is a Nazi surcharge. You now owe me 17 million Reichsmarks.
What are you three at the bottom
three,
of the round?
$3.95.
We'll take it in pesos.
continuing to shoot at Martin / Abdul.
So he turns, there's a big denouement, and you shoot. Okay. Yes. Penguin, are you? Well, Ken, you're faster. You go first.
Ken's faster, but I mean, I, as I said, I'm walking down with my gun extended aiming at.
Yep, I am going to make...
Whether I can get an aim bonus, I don't know.
He's armor class 17 for avoidance.
I'm going to make a 3-round on this.
He just drops behind the altar and pops up with a couple of cans of beer. Sure. Ken, how'd you do? I was going to say he's in partial cover behind the altar, but... You're on the same side of the altar than him, so it's probably more correctly true to say the altar is in partial cover behind him.
Okay, did you give me a modifier? Because if so, I've forgotten it.
No, but he's armor class 17.
Well, that would be a 19. Second shot is a 17. Third shot is a... Hang on a minute. All right. One.
A one? Is that
a modified one.
Modified one. Okay.
So, but that'll two hits.
Do your damage.
Don't forget you've got a plus two on the D12.
No, that's only if he's a thug hooligan or...
No, the actual gun itself is D...
No, I'm using the M1911 because that gives me the plus two to hit because it's a handgun at close range. So the damage is 8 and 11.
Oh, okay. That's unfortunate for Martin. Okay,
Martin Seymour, you've been served.
Not in the biblical sense. It's not even a biblical term. Okay, you pop him.
That's knowing people
in the breast as he falls backwards over the altar, and then as he sort of...
Oh no.
Looks up, you get him right between the eyes.
Is his blood just spilled on the altar? Because that's usually bad.
There's definitely blood spilled on the altar. He falls backwards, splays back over the back of the altar. The figure holding the yellow gem in front, it kind of rocks back and forth a bit. And then falls forward. There is a clattering noise as the gem hits the floor. Retrieve the gem! cries Amanda from above. But I am blind! Never mind your eyesight for the Führer! She says.
You know, I'm not really seeing a way physically out of here.
Just my main close the right ramp. Now. The important thing is to close the ramp. I'm on my way down.
Penguin, you're next. Well, who's got the highest tech? Penguin and Blaine? Blaine, sorry.
Blaine is a lot quicker than me.
Yeah, me and Sydney are before Penguin and
Blaine.
Well, 13. We'll do you, Blaine, because you're down at the bottom.
Sydney, is your dex faster than 13?
Yeah, Sydney's the same as Blaine.
My dex is 16.
Oh, yeah. Ninja. Every bugger's a ninja apart from me.
I'm just nimble, you see. It makes no distinction between dexterity and agility.
That's
sorry.
Very different to everyone bugger's a ninja, which is a different adventure.
Seeing that the hail of gunshots appears to have died down, I will rush forward into the chamber, glancing around to see if I can see any levers on my way.
Because otherwise they're going to roll one of those German grenades down here.
And it might sort of go round the corner and, you know, because
it's not going to roll back up, though.
But it ain't going to roll back up, is it? No.
And none of us are British, so we don't have a cricket bat. You might, obviously.
Got a brolly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it round the other way.
Absolutely.
In fact, Sylvester McCoy does exactly that.
Yes.
As you are running forward, you're running, but the ground seems to be shaking in a way that is a bit more than you would expect just from you jumping. I'm not saying you're a big man. I'm just saying that, you know, the ground moves when you're running. That's the idea of it. But in this case, the ground's moving above them. The whole temple's quaking is what I'm trying to say.
Does the ground move when people run? That's the idea of it.
Well, for you, yes.
I didn't think that.
I mean, everything's
you
relative,
stayed stationary and like the world turns under your feet.
Well, they're both valid descriptions of your movement through space, to be fair.
Are they?
Yeah.
That's what
Einstein proved with his theory of relativity.
There is a Star Trek story where that actually is the case, where
that is how physics works. It is actually the case, whatever Star Trek or not.
No,
everybody moves in the same direction every time they want to move.
Well, that's the point.
There's no
special observer. Every point is relative.
There's this race that basically they are the fixed points and they move the universe around them.
Oh yeah, I've met people like that. Is that what they tell you?
So do you have to sort of wait your turn to be able to get out of the toilet and wait until everybody's moving?
No.
That is another theory of how.
No, because you can walk around in their spaceship. It's all right,
including time, but you don't know because time only moves when it's your.
Anyway, we're in mortal danger here.
Oh yeah, sorry. Sorry.
What happens?
There is a cracking noise from the altar ahead of you. And as you run forward, you see a split across the altar.
Is it
from one end to the other?
Cracking noise.
That's probably not good.
Is it Glenn Miller?
Is light spilling out of it? Or indeed darkness?
Or a deep
or blood. Blood.
Well,
is
what
probably
are you doing? So that's what you can see from this distance. That you can see the foot of Martin, presumably, poking out the bottom. The gem crashed to the floor behind the altar, so you can't.
Yeah, I'm interested in things that might do, as Sydney has suggested, and open a secret door, close the lever.
You're casting around, so.
Yeah, and.
Well, I'm interested in
this guy's
smash
not
the gem.
A good second option.
Okay, let's have a.
I mean, if the Nazis wanted, it can't be great, can it?
Wisdom check.
that doesn't sound good. I'm quite good at that.
Is that for everybody?
No, that's just for Blaine, because he's actively searching, so it's a perception. You could feel free to make one, Ken, but it will avail you nothing.
Yeah, fair enough. That's not a saving throw. Okay.
It's not a saving, but it's basically the same process.
No, I'm looking at fate points as well.
Use a fate point, roll a d6?
Well, because you can automatically succeed at a saving throw, but you can't automatically succeed at a wisdom check. I will spend a fate point to add a d6 to my roll.
Oh, okay.
That is.
I think Nick's actually stunned that anybody's using fate point rolls.
However, that is a 16.
The D6 is level dependent, isn't it? But I think it is a D6 at your level. 16 is wisdom a prime stat?
It is prime.
Hey. You are laser focused. You're used to spotting the fine detail, the brushstroke that displays the painting as a fate, the spatter of semen that indicates the mayor was in here. But in this case, sorry.
Honestly, the council chambers are really not the place they used to be.
Listen, I could tell you stories.
And what you notice is a, I was going to say a little knob, but that was a different assignment. Off to the, to one side by the wall, one of the torches, it's clearly different. Your reportly instincts are telling you there's something odd about that. And you're not quite sure what, but it is, there's got to be some reason why it's different to all the others.
Yeah.
Hang on a cotton. Can we just take a step back? That's Amanda at the top of the stairs. The girl I had under a really heavy trance. Mm. And at no point did she say, oh, by the way, I'm a Nazi spy.
Well, you didn't ask her, though, did you?
Volunteer information, did they?
Did you say, are you a Nazi? I was worried you might, because I was listening carefully.
Just
and
one
you didn't.
Quick question.
You need
Chaps. To add that to the list for next time.
Chaps,
you did.
Can
you
we
did
can
find
that
some of her secrets, but you didn't ascribe the relevance to them that you may have
missed the whole Nazi one.
Yes, because it was all set in the Bayo at that point, and then we buggered off.
Yeah, well, that's where she's from originally.
But
now she's got a German
accent. I hate those guys.
Can you remind me, chaps, next time I...
First question should always
be... Are you or have you ever been a member of
Nazi,
the Nazi party?
Yes, no.
Communist, yes, no.
So, Blaine, you leap over to the... Sorry, I'm putting words in your legs. What do you do?
You leap over to the... I still have time, I will step towards it and call out, I think I found some, boys!
Blaine,
I'm not
going to
pull it until I think Sydney is heading down
the
ramp.
Child says.
Because I don't want to shut Sydney out. If
just
that's
not be that fast. Just pull it.
Okay, I pull. Sydney Fawcett, come on down. This is the self-destruct button, isn't it?
No, it's fine. Sydney, you...
There's
hear...
a flushing sound.
Well, he is on the throne.
Sydney, yes. You hear this, you see Blaine leaping forward, you are, in front of you are a score of Nazis.
In front of me?
Yeah, because you...
Well, you were facing that way.
Well, I'm jumping down the ramp and scooting down with the brolly behind me.
What you can do, I guess, at this point, is roll off the edge of the ramp and just sort of drop into the chamber. No, it's at the bottom.
If you like, that sounds like a very good way to injure myself rather badly, but, you know.
Because
the ramp does protrude sort of 10 feet into the chamber, so it wouldn't be that. It would be a few feet. Only a klutz, an imbecile would hurt themselves falling off a ramp at such a height.
You're going to let me roll, though, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, I am going to let you roll. Let's have a dex saving throw, but at +4, because frankly, it's so simple. A child.
Right, well, I get...
children
so I get
notoriously springier
as well.
Than fat, elderly people. You'll get what?
Get my level as well.
Yeah.
So, Dex is a prime of mine, and I've got 20 in total.
So, everyone expects the kind of slightly aging, eccentric Tubbo to... Professor, to twist an ankle in an amusing way, but he actually drops...
Well, they've seen me pogo stick.
Like
you know.
A cat. Yeah, it's incredible. So he just drops off, lands in a kind of a... what way do you want to land, Sydney?
Just scrabbling, you know, I'm not...
Are you going to do the proper squirrel superhero landing?
Well, no, because he's not doing a huge kind of destructive damage to everyone.
No, have you not? You have seen, haven't you? Squirrels land like a superhero. It is wonderful.
Yeah. I've actually saved some pictures of it because, well, why not?
well, you certainly protect your nuts as you land.
See what you've done now, Mark? Hope you're proud of yourself.
Right.
Leaving that open.
Penguin.
Schoolboy error. I'm sorry.
Well, I know before Penguin.
Schoolboy humour is the problem.
Amanda yells to her troops, quick, quick! They will get the gem!
A boom. Did anyone hear the word?
She sets her to monologue. It just doesn't feel the time, really. I gloat over my inevitable victory.
Look, if you hadn't brought 20 Nazis with you, we could have monologued.
Let's face it, if she hadn't hired us, this would have gone so much more smoothly for her.
There's probably a reason why she did. I mean, I can't imagine what it might be, but...
Sacrificial victim?
I really can't imagine why.
Well, monologue, you'd know, but you don't...
She didn't, anyway, she didn't hire us. She hired Ken. We are just along for the ride.
We can leave the ramp open a crack if this is really a switch. We leave it open a crack so she can shout at us.
The best way to control a stoat is to hire it.
Sorry, the best way to control a stoat?
Stoat, it is a Reichland expression.
What, renting a stoat?
Yes, but this is what is the matter? Are you renting a stoat? This is
a stoat rent.
Are they?
Sent into a Polish chicken coop.
Yeah.
Where is this going?
You are my stoat. I have hired you to do the thing I did not want you to do, and in that way control you.
Oh, that's absolute gibberish, madam.
It's a high stress situation.
Remind me to tell Gladys it's a class 3 job.
So, you know, chaps, that you were going to stop me from taking any weird narcotics or anything like that.
I'm going to encourage you, quite frankly. Yeah. I can't do the situation anymore.
You appear to have slipped me so quiet.
Penguin. So she is shouting and she is... the Nazis are running down the ramp fairly quickly. And she is following them. Penguin.
Is the ramp going up, though?
Not Blaine, did you pull the lever?
He did.
Yes.
Well, I did shout.
It's out of the morning. Okay. Here, we've just got the rain.
There is another crack and a grating noise as the ramp starts to slowly lift.
Shoot at him or something.
At this moment, as she says, Nein! They must not get the gem! There are more gunshots from above, and three of the Nazis fall forward, topple down the ramp, and fall into the chamber.
Wait, says Ken, those aren't German gunshots there, are they? Completely different.
Yeah, well, maybe it was the SS versus the SA.
That's not for a few years yet. Oh, no, we've had the night of the long... No, anyway, they've all been cleared. Doesn't matter. They fall into the pit.
Argue over who killed who.
Penguin. So this happens before your turn, Penguin. As you feel your moment to act upon you, below you, the altar has split right open as the ramp starts to rise. And from it... And I'm afraid I'm going to use the word ooze. Oozes an Icarus black mess of slime, bubbling. It's very disturbing to look at. It's kind of, it kind of forms kind of strange pseudopods, almost eyes on stalks, and then.
Like normal pseudopods.
Heil Hitler!
And it is oozing quickly out of the remains of the altar.
In which direction? This is really important.
Well, up so far. That's about all you've got time to see, Penguin.
Okay, so Penguin's seeing that.
Well, you're all seeing it, but
yeah,
you've all shut your bolt.
Yeah. Oh God. I was going to try and catch him under his eye, but
you do it.
That might not necessarily.
You never know.
Several of the Nazis. You know when we were saying you mustn't put any kind of post-it note at command in there, you did ignore us, right?
Well,
I did wonder if you would. That would have made this tension a lot easier for you. Yeah. You did.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. However,
the commander.
However, I have
the finale of the first Zenith comic book.
Tiger, Tiger.
Yeah, that's good.
It is a very. It is.
Morrison was less of an asshole than me.
Yeah, it is. It is a very, very good. I do like
the later Zeniths. Never quite as good as that. No, was it great?
Yeah.
Anyway,
same time as DR and Quinch. I seem to remember.
Oh, lovely! That was the highlight of 2018.
Yeah,
DR and Quinch. The oranges, Marlon.
DR and Quinch say, "Nuke your parents."
Right, so there's something big, black. Clearly, it's not just like squirting out like slime. It's moving of its own volition in a disturbing way. At this point, half the Nazis are very pleased that they are blind. The other half, of the remaining half that can't see, several of them are screaming, and several of them have turned round and seem to be shooting back at something behind them. Amanda is striding down the ramp.
I think I'm going to attempt to... do you know what? Screw it. I don't understand what this black thing is, but I'm not going to... I'm sure the chaps can sort it for a round. I am going to attempt to make eye contact with Amanda.
Oh.
Oh.
Hello.
As you say.
Now, I've got her under before now. So,
or maybe she was faking it.
No, she wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard guys say that before.
Tell me what you need to do. She needs to make a save, doesn't she?
Well, no, I need to see whether I do it first of all. But I've rolled a 17.
Look into my eyes.
I've rolled a 17.
Okay.
So add in my bonus. Oh, sorry, my level is 2, so that's 19. Add in my stat, which is a rather large, actually. Plus 3, because it is my primary stat. So that's 22. So that is we have target. To get. So that's 10 over.
Wow, okay. Let me... Oh, there she is. What? Okay. Let's see. Does she... She gets a saving throw, doesn't she, against
she
that?
She does, I believe, but she's got to basically make it more than...
And I'm guessing that's charisma.
I believe so. Yes, it is, because it's my wisdom and my charisma are the same, but that's why I upped my charisma.
Well, Amanda is so hot that she's very resistant to this sort of thing. I believe that's how it's supposed to work. Mm-hmm. But not when I roll a 3, because I'm following my tradition of massively on the dead. So she strides purposefully down the ramp. Get what the gems, the gem of you. As she catches,
and once again, the rays come out of my eyes. In the
look into my eyes. Okay, what are you doing?
It is that thing.
The power this man has, if he should ever turn to evil.
Nobody called the penguin could possibly turn to evil.
No. Oh my God, we're in an origin story.
Don't worry, you see things in very black and white terms.
Ah.
Because you're a penguin, you see. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, carry on. Might become an emperor.
So I have. What can I suggest to her, chaps?
That she doesn't want to murder us all and get this gem?
Remember, you can't suggest something that is completely out of her character.
No.
So she does want to murder you all and get the gem.
She needs to help those poor men behind her.
She's very tired and she needs a nice nap.
That's probably true.
I mean, all those amphetamines, you know, they stack up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, excuse me. I am thinking that... actually, I'm not thinking of that, am I?
We don't know.
We don't know. Neither do I.
Make your suggestion, my friend, and make it quick before her Germanic brain bursts out of your control and erupts in a sex bomb of
what?
Teutonic excitement.
Just, I don't think that's the episode title, Eli.
A sex bomb of Teutonic excitement.
Just tell me what's happening to her.
She, I'm tempted to go for confusion, actually.
I'm afraid he's already beaten it.
No, I think we'll just go for, I think we'll just do the standard sleep. It's going to be easier. That
she's clearly, trying to resist. She's like putting, you have never known,
she has a will of a, she has a will of a steel trap.
Yes. Steel traps notorious for their
will.
And she falls briefly to the floor. You get the impression she's going to fight it like a goat in a tank of octopi. Awful. Yeah, octopi. No, I like that. A goat would fight like Billy-O in a tank of...
Like a billy goat, indeed.
Yeah, yeah. Right, that is
the
end of that round. The creature, the amorphous creature, emerges fully from the altar. It is big, slimy, amorphous. It's making a peculiar whistling noise as it like launches out. Sort of like an oncoming steam train, but weirdly high
pitched. Not like a clanger, then.
But well,
I've always believed it's more like a subway train.
A bit like a subway train. Right.
No, I've got clangers in my head now, sorry.
I've
just undermined it to myself.
Back to Ken. So the situation, as it stands, Amanda has strode down the ramp and then sort of dropped to her knees. She's not quite fallen asleep, but she is subdued, at least temporarily. This creature has emerged
for a Nazi
from the altar. Wow. Too early.
Really?
Not really. They're already doing pretty awful things. Let's bring reality into our fun Nazis. This creature has emerged from the altar. Half the Nazis are still blinded. Half of them are yelling and screaming. Some of them are shooting at the monstrous plasticity of the creature that has emerged from the altar. And some of them are shooting behind them at where the gunshots came.
And the ramp is rising, yeah?
The ramp is rising.
Can I... I can't see from where I am. I would like to move so that maybe I can see where the gem went.
Okay, you couldn't. You know it went somewhere behind the altar, so you can use sort of your move to get more to the side. The creature is...
I'm not planning to run into the creature, just in case you're wondering.
It is just behind the altar. It's just behind the outstretched hand of this skeleton. Martin is sort of lying with the back of his head touching it.
Yeah, so maybe the creature has enveloped the gem, which would be bad. But if it hasn't, I want to know where it is.
It hasn't. So the creature is... Let's make a... this is more of an intelligence check, I think.
Are you sure it's not wisdom?
Well, okay, I'll give you a different answer if it's wisdom. You can use your raw dick cunning. That's a good name for it's a good name for a policeman. Not really with the roar, just the dick cunning. Let's have a just make a roll and tell me what
now
you passed.
I rolled 16, so yeah, by plenty. In fact, it would have worked on int as well.
Okay. Oh, it would have worked on int as well. Okay. You notice, so it's oozing, like this thing is oozing everywhere. So you're beside it. It's kind of glurping all over the altar. It's all around because it is pretty immense. Weirdly, you would have expected the gem to be enveloped because it's kind of half globbled Martin and this corpse, but it almost seems to go out of its way kind of to invaginate itself so it doesn't touch the gem.
I see your expression, John.
I would ask you to repeat that.
No, that's literally one of the few correct words I've used tonight. Yeah. So,
would it still be possible to reach it without stepping in the creature?
Ooh, it would be tricky.
Tricky is my middle name.
Is it?
No.
Okay. It would require the act of some kind of damn superhuman to do such a thing.
Fine.
You can try. Absolutely.
Okay. Presumably that's next round, though.
Well, you've just moved, so that's all you've done is to see it. That's what you take in. You've still got an action.
Okay, so my objective, and this may take more than one round to do, I don't know fully how actions work in this, is basically I have the pistol in my right hand.
Right.
It's still quite hot, but I don't care. Transfer to left hand in the barrel, then left-handed hit the gem.
With the barrel of the gun.
With the butt of the gun, because that's the thing that works for hammering. It almost certainly won't shoot me in the shoulder.
Okay.
That's one of the great things about an automatic pistol.
Now, there are a couple of ways of doing it. Yes, you can absolutely do that. This thing is all up in it there. So you can either make it very hard for yourself, absolutely try and avoid the thing and hit it, or just leap forward and wallop the thing.
I would like to be still alive afterwards.
Okay, so you're being a bit... Which basically is going to take... that. In that case, you'll be doing it next round instead
That's
of this
That's fair
round.
Enough.
Okay, and then Blaine and Sydney. Let's go with Blaine first. So Amanda is broadly next to you. The ramp is rising relatively quickly. Ooh. She's on the ramp, as is Sydney. Penguin is sort of at the bottom of the ramp.
So I'm at the bottom of the ramp.
Yes. So the ramp, as I say, encroached about 10 feet mm-hmm. into the room, which is just behind you.
Yeah. And I got to a torch somewhere and I pulled that.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's next to me?
Not far off. Pretty. Not
did,
right
so
next
did
to you.
So did
she
follow me down the ramp?
She came after you. So
she came after me. Okay.
So she's not. She's a little behind you, but not that far behind.
So I would, because I was picturing her still being up at the top of the thing shouting orders. So that's why
she moved down. She was striding down, and she's also rolled and well.
And she's
kind of
yeah. She's now stumbled. Okay. In which case, I think probably I spring at Amanda. That seems the logical thing to do.
Okay.
And I try to simply seize her and press a gun to her head.
She's lying down now.
Yeah, that is not, honestly, not that difficult.
There's 20 Germans, maybe if we take their leader captive.
The only difficulty really is that the ramp is moving up relatively quickly. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have a dex saving throw, or a dex check.
Hang on. So, when the ramp moves up, it's going to seal off the room downstairs.
Presumably.
Which currently contains Ken and the creature.
And me.
And
Sydney.
Penguin. Sydney is sort of on the ramp still. And is
Sydney's a bit on the ramp.
Sydney leapt off the side of the ramp like a bloody ninja.
I forgot that, yes. So basically
he can get back onto the ramp.
Yes.
He can get back onto the ramp if he wants to. But he has ninja'd his way off.
Literally drop Sydney in it, then yes, you're quite right. Sydney is in there. Penguin is in there. Ken is the furthest in there.
Mm-hmm. Everyone is... Okay, in which case... I don't know. I don't know what else to do. Wait, the lever that I pulled.
Yes.
Is that inside the room or?
Yes.
Okay, it's inside the room. Okay. I don't know, because if I go to her, I will get locked out of the room, and also possibly sliced in half by ramp.
Yes.
You could shoot her.
I was planning.
You could pull her off the ramp.
I was planning on pulling her off the ramp and into the room.
Maybe I should do that. Okay. Yeah, I'll try that. I'll try and seize her and drag her into the room.
That is relatively simple. So I'll still have a dex check. Yeah. Not for her. She's easy to grab, but the ramp is moving.
That is not very good. I've rolled a 7.
Add your level.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. It's prime. That's okay.
Okay. You have succeeded. You grab her and pull her to one side. She's not asleep, but she looks like there's something. She's mesmerised. You get it.
Glassy-eyed.
Yeah. She sort of rolls onto her back next to you. Oh, Martin died. No, she's
Now's your chance to hypnotise her and she'll wake up thinking she's had the most amazing night of her life.
And this onion is an apple. So, that's Blaine's go. Sydney. The ramp is rising. There is a plastic... A monstrosity of protoplasm.
No, I can't help noticing that very
Ken's
few
very close
things...
to it. He seems to be sneaking as if he's about to do something gosh darn brave. Behind it.
We'd be involving two fate points if that
I mean, if you're not using a fate point here, then really, what is the point of fate points?
Yeah, I haven't really got anything left in the gadget arsenal that's relevant.
Surely the pogo stick.
I don't know if you've ever tried
pogoing out of a desecrated temple.
A powered pogo stick in a room with, and you may have noticed, a ceiling, but there are potential drawbacks.
I'm going to guess that the penguin hasn't tried that.
We've lost the jet. I mean, I've got a pith helmet, but it's got its limits. No, it's not too big for me. It's just permanently wedged over my shoulders now. I think I'm probably going to try and just get away from whatever that black thing is.
Okay. Your best bet is to clamber back on the ramp or hide behind it.
Well, try and hide behind it. I'll get underneath the ramp.
You roll under the ramp as it...
But I would like to cast an eye. There's got to be some exit to this. This is...
Okay. Intelligence check, Sydney.
Luckily, intelligence... Oh, fuck.
Intelligence is your prime thing, however you roll.
It is a prime. I've got a +3. So that's a +5, 13, which I think just tips
just
me over.
Just does it. You look to your left and to your right and behind you, and you see 0 exits.
Nothing at all. No thing, no buttons, no...
Well, there is a lever on the wall which raises and lowers the ramp.
But no other sort of, slidey panels or...
Not
I don't know, it's just a little bit of dust blowing in a slight breeze coming through a poorly constructed...
Yeah, it's almost as if it's a hidden sacred temple that there aren't any other winds in and out.
Well, that's ridiculous.
You're pretty clear on that point that the only exit is rapidly disappearing above you.
Well, actually, not necessarily the case, because wherever this black ooze is coming from,
It's lovely. It's probably lovely squeezed down to wherever this horrible gloop came from.
I feel that that's more of a technical win for you there than a practical one, Penguin. So, you're right.
Scooby Gear is not going to be invented for another 5 years.
Penguin, It's over to you.
You say that, Ken.
At this point, there are shots above you. People are starting to recover their eyesight above, but the ramp is rapidly closing. Penguin.
Presumably weak notice again. Well, I'm more prepared.
So what is happening with this black ooze?
It is spilling out into the room, filling most of it. It's sort of attention is mostly... It's hard to tell because it's a gloop. But it hasn't acted yet this round, so it's going to roar up and... what you do notice at this point is that where it has enveloped the body of Martin, it is rapidly dissolving. The flesh is already gone. There is kind of, you see the muscle tissue and it's in areas you see the bone.
You know the lever that Blaine just pulled.
Mm.
Penfold is going to go and pull it in the other direction.
Okay, you rush over to the lever as the...
I'm just picturing by the time the wrap opened again, the only thing left in here is Fossick on his umbrella floating on a sea of...
Full of bones.
I've only got 2.5 minutes before the power runs out.
Looking down at the black, saluting, saying, well, they went in the way that they would have wanted to.
You leap over to the torch and push it. There is a ka-chunk, and the ramp kind of shudders and clicks and then starts lowering with Sydney underneath it.
Maybe roll out from there.
Right. What have we got? A few minutes. Let's just do this combat round because it may be the last round of the game, potentially. and then we'll see where we are at the end of it. Ken.
Yeah, I've
this thing is oozing like and splurking. Oh, it hasn't acted yet.
It doesn't want to act.
It splurges out that little bit more.
You get a horrible feeling of malevolence, Ken, as you sort of ready yourself to leap at the thing, the yellow gem, and it kind of splurges half towards you. Oh my goodness, what's your answer?
Never seriously thought of splurges as being a sinister worrying.
Thanks to my
word,
costume, but... 20.
I have actually rolled quite well for a change.
For a Nazi?
I don't think the ooze is a Nazi, to be fair. I mean, it could be, potentially, but I don't think it is yet.
Referring to Nick, as he's doing the rolling.
Wow. a kind of a pseudopod kind of thing reaches out to you and attempts to grab around your body. It does so... wraps round your left arm and pulls it, and where it pulls it, the flesh just kind of melts away.
I'm wearing a trench coat.
And so it goes right through the trench coat and right through the shirt underneath. And there is a searing, horrid pain as you take 6 damage as it pulls through the skin below. It's a relatively thin tendril, but you feel what it is trying to do is pull you in, and as you look, there's kind of a horrible gaping. I mean, this is the kind of situation that the word "more" was invented for.
There's a more horrible gaping.
Not more, maw. It's attempting.
I'll never forget my more.
Ken, it is now your turn.
Right, I am committed to the bit.
Sorry, Blaine.
Sorry, Blaine is going to do something.
You could have spent a fate point to avoid the attack. It's one of the things you could fate points.
Can I do that and spend a fate point on the thing I'm about to do?
You can't spend more than one fate point in a round. So,
okay, I'll take the damage.
Okay.
But thank you.
What a guy.
I just really want this to work. Mm-hmm, I'm now going to roll a natural one, but I want to do it. So I commit the fate point in advance, and that means I get the plus D10, plus D6 on my action, doesn't it?
Yes.
Which I'm assuming is a dex action.
So remind me exactly what you're trying to do, just for...
I am trying to essentially pistol whip the gem. I want to hammer the gem with the butt of the gun.
As hard as you can. Okay, yeah. That's fine. Yep.
That sounds to me more like a dex thing than an attack thing, but it's your call. I think the odds, I think the mods are the same anyway.
Yeah, okay. Well, if the mods are the same, let's not worry about it. Make your roll.
Right, so that's with the fate point. It is D6, isn't it?
At your level,
yes.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Right, that will be a 14, 15, 16, plus my modifiers is 21.
21. You can roll your damage.
I don't know what my clubbing thing's damage would be.
It's got one hit point, so let's not worry.
Okay.
There is
it's armor level, however.
There is a blinding light, even more blinding than Sydney's umbrella.
I'm working on that.
an immense cracking. You feel a give, Ken, as if you have just whipped a monstrous egg of some kind. There is a crack and a... What? That was really creative.
Mm-hmm. No. I'm enjoying it. I didn't say a word. Carry on.
I mean, given the colour, if it's filled liquid, I'm going to be jumping back, but I'm going to be jumping back anyway.
The gem shatters. Mm-hmm. It smashes into many pieces, many of which fly outwards and hit the monstrous creature, which gives a kind of weird high-pitched shriek.
If she's awake, so I imagine does the Nazi Fräulein.
Well,
she's asleep.
But we may have to explain later how we carefully did this.
She's recovering. The gem shatters as the creature kind of dissolves into a pile of kind of dusty, vaguely sticky ichor onto the floor. And the Amanda shrieks in horror as she was just getting to her feet. The gem of the heart of Yithil, she says. She's very confused because of the whole witch, hence why she's actually from Louisiana. So I don't know how to do this.
Louisiana via Berlin via New York.
Yeah.
And at this point, in classic pulp fashion, the whole temple begins to shake and shudder. And although it is lowering, the ramp starts to crack and crumble.
I think we should make our way out and risk the Nazis.
There is this kind of...
Anyway, they're a graven cowardly lot.
There's a horrible lurching to one side and then the other, and a kind of smell of hot sand which starts to flow into this lower chamber.
Yes, I'm going to make my way to the upper chamber at some speed, I think.
We probably should, yeah.
We will summarise the rest because we're slightly over time and there's really not enough time for another session. You emerge from the depths of the Black City, Ken having destroyed the Shoggoth, for 'twas one of those. At the top, there are a few Nazis with their hands over the back of their head, surrounded by the members of the Society of Ormazd, which have followed them into the desert. And Amanda, what are you doing with Amanda?
Oh, she owes me a lot of money. I was not joking about the Nazi surcharge clause.
She's coming up, but she is coming up with people pointing guns at her.
She is much like a trifle. She's taken into custody.
We can probably get her for the murder of her husband, you know.
That's a good technically point. That was me.
Yeah, I was.
I mean, was that? We're the only witnesses. I saw it, Gov.
There remains little left to tell. The Society of Omaz are grateful for your efforts to preserve the mystery of the Society of Omaz. The Nazis are those that are still alive are taken by the Saudis. Diplomatic incident occurs. Amanda, unless you do something to stop her influence, is flown back to America.
We would fly her back.
Right, okay.
Is there some way that you could neutralize her to stop her from doing any dreadful Nazi business in the future?
We can have a think about that, because I don't want to delay it too much. Amanda is still alive, but potentially neutralized, depending on what you do. And there we are. That would be the end of the Heart of Yatil. I agree. It's not quite clear why she hires you. She had triggered the zombie attack in the nightclub. Mm-hmm. And having seen how you handled it, she decided she was going to control you by cunningly putting you on the scent of the very thing that she was trying to get. She had manipulated a husband into becoming possessed by Al-Hazred. And so she could find the Black City. Whether you guys were a backup plan, she's not that clear. I mean, maybe there's an element of Donald Trump to her that she just kind of wings it and then pretends that was what she meant to
do. And then her wig blows off.
4D chess.
Look, don't overthink it. The big sleep. Mm-hmm. They didn't even know who killed the chauffeur.
They show up. Why were the Nazis here at the same time? Who knows?
Okay? Because she was in charge of that, and she knew exactly what Martin was doing, and the idea was that Martin found the city for them. So they weren't exactly allied, because she knew Al-Hazred would not be on her side, but she knew she'd triggered the train of events to find the Black City. She hadn't factored in the fact that the...
Can I just say that for a bloke who flew through the roof of a mosque...
He went down quite easily. Didn't he?
Yeah.
You did 40 damage to him.
You know, if I were him, I think I would have considered doing something about those Nazis when they showed up and started shooting at me, but...
Well, he was obsessed with the idea of the
clearly. The gem.
Yeah. Well, there
so
we are.
If he'd have grabbed the gem, what would have happened?
He would have attempted to get it back to Amanda. The Shoggoth was, weirdly, as the protector of the Heart of Yatil, it was also extremely vulnerable to it. So if any of it hit it, it would immediately dissolve. But anyone who had it, it would eat the rest of them and leave the gem there.
So Al-Hazred... Martin, possessed by Al-Hazred, is not an ally because he has his own agenda.
Yes.
He immediately, on command, will obey her instructions.
Yes, because she is also a mesmerist, and she had the foresight to plan post-hypnotic suggestion, which was still in the brain that Al-Hazred was possessing. And so she would have triggered that.
I'm getting death flashbacks of, it's the Jaggerathas needs all the chickens then.
I feel like I probably wouldn't have shot at him then.
I mean, it's going to be a very complicated story to write.
I know you didn't write it.
I take it in the point that a lot of pulp stories don't make
it doesn't have to make sense.
Any
the
sense.
The film of this is a perfectly acceptable film.
Exactly, yeah. There's a bit of fridge logic. Yeah. Okay. Well, congratulate you can all.
Can I just say, Raiders thing that if we hadn't been there, I'm not 100% convinced
probably would have just been eaten by the Shoggoth, yes.
Yeah.
But you felt very active.
Anyway, I think
you get up to level 3.
Field,
I will have a read of the next adventure and see whether it is worth trying. I have similar concerns with.
There's a lot of adventures.
The sister, there is a lot.
I'm actually really enjoying the background. I think the background is really good. I think it's a really nice idea. I like the idea that, I mean, is the film bit actually part of a legitimate, or is that just something that you've just added in?
Oh no, I just put that in to make it film, kind of, to feel pulpy.
It feels right. Yeah,
but it does actually. But again, that kind of feels.
I particularly wanted it to be not a film so much as a cheap 80s TV show.
Yeah,
made in the wake of Raiders of the Lost Ark in a desperate hope of cashing in.
Yeah,
not that I'm looking at Tales of the Golden Monkey, which actually
no, but it would somehow have had Roddy McDowall in it, wouldn't it?
Cool.
Well, no, except it's, you know, it's great. It's a fun background and it's fun to play.
Railroady, you don't get a lot of. You did totally ignore Louisiana, which is a bit.
We did,
but it was so obviously
there was the option.
I mean, I think you were right to, but that was a big.
We could have gone to Louisiana, stayed there, and just then gone back to our offices.
Yeah, you would have been attacked,
and it would have had roughly the same.
Basically, you meet Marie Laveau for a bit of.
Okay.
But not the actual Marie Laveau, so I don't know. Quite well. Anyway, there we are. Congratulations. Yeah. I'll have a read of the next summit. I'm not sure.
Indeed.
Well, cool. I might run it again. I'm not in love with the system, but.
Thank you, anyway. That was fun.
Yeah.
Next week, I'm around. The week after, I'm not, but I am happy to run some fudge if anybody's interested.
Well, shall we sort that out by
message?
All right. Lovely to see you.
Cheers. Thank you all.
Cool,
have a lovely night, and I will see you next week.
Yeah. Cheers. Same bat time, same bat place. Bye. Cheers. Bye. Nice.